Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us today is Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Flory. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, everyone.
Thank you for joining us. I know the 4-H new year is in full swing now, and we've talked about projects and the huge variety of things that can be done in 4-H. How do you narrow that down?
Yeah, so that's a great question, and that's what I kind of want to highlight this morning. So again, it's kickoff of the new 4-H year. We start our 4-H year in October and roll through September. So it's the perfect time to get involved in a 4-H program. And the first way we encourage you to do that is to find a local club. We have clubs in each one of the communities here in Frontier District. We have 21 clubs in total in the district. They're within your communities. So the greatest way I can tell you to do is to reach out to your extension office. If you don't know the extension office number or know where we're located, I would just Google Frontier Extension District Office, and it will pull us up, and we can help you find a club that might fit for you and your family time-wise and distance-wise, and just each club kind of has a feel for it. And that's what I'm going to kind of get into that today. There's over 30 projects in 4-H that you can be enrolled in. You'll find that some clubs are kind of more focused on certain projects than others, but the 4-H clubs are not project specific. So the first step is to join a club, and then the second step is to get enrolled and to select some projects. So if you're a new family listening this morning, I wanted to kind of do it through your lens and talk about what's the best way to move forward on selecting projects. I always encourage all of our new families, this is a marathon, not a sprint, so don't get too heavily involved in your first couple of years, because you have about 11 to 12 years that you can be in our program. And each year is supposed to be a building year. So we believe in 4-H, you hear us say all the time, we learn by doing. And so you just take one piece of that pie this year and then build on that every year. I love the phrase, how do you eat an elephant? One piece at a time. And that's how the 4-H program can seem sometimes when you first get into it. There's all these different things that you can take part of, but we always encourage our families, think small, and then you can build on that each year. So again, we have 30 projects in 4-H. If you're an animal lover, we have tons of animal projects. We have the livestock projects, which are beef, goat, sheep, and swine. We have dairy cattle, dairy goats. Then we have animals like dogs, hand pets, poultry, rabbits. There's even a project called Vet Science, where if it's something that, like, you know, I don't live on a farm, but I love animals and I want to understand them on a deeper level, and it might be a career your child might be looking at, there's Vet Science as well. So you don't even have to own an animal. You can lease a horse, meaning you don't have to own the horse. I mean, you can lease a dairy cattle, again, meaning that you don't have to own the dairy cattle. So just a couple of things that a lot of people maybe don't know about 4-H that I just want to kind of give a shout out on the radio. And then we move into communications, performing arts, photography, visual arts. Those are all great projects. If your child loves artistic ability, is very creative, those are great projects to get involved in. Then we move into what I would call the facts projects, which is like sewing and design, family studies, fiber arts, food and nutrition. If you're asking me, Audrey, I know not everybody wants my opinion, but I think food and nutrition is one that every 4-H-er needs to be involved in, because one day they're going to have to feed themselves.
Everybody's got to eat.
You know, that's such a basic skill that we could teach our children, and how to eat healthy. And that is just such a vital project that I think is so helpful for all of them, even if they just belong to it just for a little while, to understand the basic facts of how to cook their food, how to prepare their food, what's healthy, how should I be eating. That's a really great project to get involved in for your first year. And then, like, if your child is really into hunting or just loves the outdoors, loves anything to do with hiking or just needs to be outside, these projects are for them. We have environmental science, geology. These are projects that probably don't have a ton of kids in them, but the kids that are in them are sharp, Audrey. Like, my geology kids, I am just always blown away by their knowledge of rocks and minerals and the understanding of the earth. They are just so knowledgeable.
Oh, yeah.
We have a great resource right down in Anderson County. She's one of the top geologists in the state. I mean, she's really great with working with the kids on understanding geology. We have shooting sports. That's a really popular project that kids really get into and love a lot. And then we have wildlife. So a lot of different projects in that area. So then the other projects I probably would all group into a science project. We've got lots of different, that STEM category project. You know, I love to tell people that, you know, the new key phrase is STEAM, you know, science, mm-hmm. technology, architect, engineering, and math. Let's see if I can get that out. But 4-H has been doing that since the dawn of time. We've been doing these projects for over 100 years and are really, really great foundational projects if your child is very into that type of, if that's their jam, you know. So we've got ag mechanics and welding. We've got block building engineering. We got astronomy, computer science, energy, which we call electric and renewable energy now, robotics, aerospace rocketry, small engines, aircraft systems, and then woodworking. So there's a lot of different projects in that area as well. So some of the top projects in Kansas are food and nutrition, shooting sports, and swine project. Those are the top three that are the most thriving projects within the state of Kansas. But that doesn't mean that has to be you. So, you know, when you're thinking through that, I would encourage you families just to enroll in two projects at the max. Again, just getting your feet wet and not overwhelming yourself with a plethora of projects right off the bat. And from there, if you're needing help finding resources of how to get involved in that project, just reach out to the office and we're happy to help you find those resources and get you on the right path.
If you happen to have any expertise in any of these areas, such as textiles or something else, you can be a volunteer, right?
That's right. I love that we always highlight that. Yes, we are always looking for volunteers to help with these projects. So if you're an adult listening and you're like, I have a real passion for that and would love to share that with the youth of Frontier District, please reach out. We would love to get you involved as a volunteer.
And the best way to look you up, I believe we talked about this, find your Facebook page or online?
Yeah, just search us online, Frontier Extension District. And it will pull us up.
Excellent. And I want to hear an update next week on how many people are coming up with some really good ideas for their new projects.
Okay, we'll do that.
In the meantime, thanks for joining us, and have yourself a good day. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meritazine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Kathy Gowell.